So we started this new series, Peace Be Still. And Michael brought a phenomenal word last week. Can we just, oh, wow, Michael. Like, that was beautiful. And I really appreciate what you brought because you spent the time in it. And when you brought that story, I was talking to Cameron. And that's something that we're going to remember. Something that we can lean into. Something that's personal. Something that's going to bring heaven to earth. So thank you for bringing that word. Oh, clap, yeah, that was beautiful. And one thing that stood out from last week's message was when we spoke about peace. Sorry, that thing's making noise again. I'm going to sort it out now. But from his message last week was that peace isn't a thing or a place, it is a person. Do we believe that? And when we think about that, the Prince of Peace dwelling within us. How amazing. So I've got one thing to ask. So if we believe that the Prince of Peace, Jesus, is someone that we've accepted, it is a person that we as Christians have accepted into our hearts, into our minds, and into our thinking, into the way we do things, then why do Christians still struggle? Why do we have worries? Why do we have burdens? You see, if peace is a person, and that person is Jesus, and I've accepted him as a Christian, right? He's my Lord and my Savior. He lives in my heart. Then why do we strive? Why do we bring so much baggage into our lives? See, if that is the case, then I want to make a suggestion tonight. I want to make a claim, a maybe statement, something that you can either strive for or you can forget about later. Okay, we good? Tonight I want to say, make the stand that maybe we have these strivings and these worries and these burdens because we still have work to do here. We still have work to do here. I don't know where you are in your walk with God, but I believe that if we just neglect the fact that we still have work to do, then what are we doing? What are we actually doing here? I believe that there's still work to do. Put it to you this way. I've been married. I'm getting on to my 2 years soon. I'm super excited. My wife is online watching at home. But with marriage, before I got married, I pursued my wife. I bought her flowers, chocolates, gave her lots of attention. She likes going out and like one-on-one conversation stuff. So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of aandag. Hey? It's the human condition. Women want attention. Men want a garage. Sounds crazy. Some men are like, no, 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 no. But when I got married, after the ceremony, when I said my I do's and everything, I didn't stop pursuing my wife. Because if you stop, then why? What was the point of pursuing in the first place? When I pursued Christ, I didn't just stop when I became a Christian. Is that a clappable moment? I'm going to wait and let it sit a little bit. Thank you, Cam. I really appreciate it. But when we pursue something, it's not meant to just stop once we get it. I think if we stop, then it's like that spoiled kid who gets everything they ask for but don't appreciate it. So I've got three, I want to say simple, but points that prove that we still got work to do, something that we can still do. Amen? I'm just going to quickly take this jacket off. I'm getting really hot. Sorry, that was very loud. It was great. But my first point for tonight is there's a peace for me. There's a peace that I can work from. Peace that settles my soul. My wife explains it to me like this. You see, you can't help other people until you've helped yourself. It's quite an incredible thing. But I believe that there's still a lot of work to do in this world. And I love working with the youth, but there's still a lot of work to do. No matter where you are, young adults and youth in Thrive, in Young Guns, wherever you're serving, whatever age bracket you fall into, there's still work to do. Until the day Jesus calls me home, I'm still going to be working. But sometimes when we receive peace from God, when we accept the peace of God and he lives inside of us, we have to find a way to channel that peace and use it, right? Some people do it through worship. Some people do it through saying hello at the door and doing the little spritz dance and checking your temperature. Serving brings peace to some people. The same way sitting in a service brings peace to other people. But whatever that peace is, learn to accept that peace and move on and move forward so that we can mature and grow. Amen? My first scripture for tonight is in Philippians 4, verse 67 in the English Standard Version. I don't know when was the last time you said English Standard Version. There's another scripture version we're going to use just now that's also quite exciting. So it says this in verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. See, if we've got work to do, we have to clean our plate a little bit so that we can take more, right? I'm running youth at the moment. I led worship this morning in Uitenhage. I lead worship in J-Bay as well. But no matter how much stuff I accumulate, there has to be enough space for God to move. So it carries on to say, and the peace of God. See, if we just lay down the burdens for a moment, all of a sudden, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Pastor George this morning spoke about guarding your heart and mind and putting the word upon your heart. Because if you put it on your heart, your hands have something to do. If you serve and bring something to the table, you feel like there's some peace on you because I'm doing something for the Lord. It's no longer just for me. I'm not that spoiled child trying to figure out. I'm here working for the Lord. But now in my life, I use the Message translation quite a lot. Pastor George is there watching from Cape Town. Hello, hope you're having a great day. Cape Town, we're praying for you actually at the moment with your fires. So like we pray the Lord will bring peace there. But in the Message translation, it says the following. Do not fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape. Shape. I'm looking at two different screens right now. Shape your worries into prayers. It's an action. The things that are meant to hold you back are there to help you shape your prayer life so that I can receive more peace. It carries on to say, shape your worries into prayers. Let God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good. We're going to stop there for a second and we'll come back. But how amazing that the thing the devil thought was going to hurt me is actually going to shape into something that's going to hurt him. When I fall on my knees and I do my devotions, or I just mention someone's name in prayer, the devil's running. Not today. You can't take me today. I'm on my knees. No matter what I'm doing, I'm bringing peace into my life. It carries on to say that everything coming together for your good will come and settle you down. How a prayer can settle you down. It's wonderful. Sorry, can we go back there? Thank you. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces your worries at the center of your life. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was read displacement, I got a bit nervous. Because when I think, like, if we think English, okay, I did my psychology and English degree. I've done it, did it, took it a long time to do it. I may have taken more than the 3 years, but we will not let the devil take away what the Lord has put in my path. Amen. But when it says displaces, English, it means taking it from here and I'm going to displace it and put it somewhere else. There's something that has come in, moved it out the way. There is a displacement. When Jesus died on the cross, he took your anxieties and your worries and your cares. And he said, if you just lay it down at my feet, I'll bring you peace. if you just lay it down. Now, this point only makes sense if you leave it at the cross. Please understand, some anxieties people carry for the rest of their life, some anxieties you leave at Jesus' feet. If you want peace and you're honestly seeking it out, leave your problem with God. He is already fighting that battle. It says that he's cast your burdens as far as the east is from the west. How amazing that our God has taken something that was going to hurt me, shaped it into a prayer, and thrown it as far as anything. I will never find it again. Never find that anxiety. Never find that burden in my life ever again. But we as Christians have access to this so that we can use it for ourselves. We have access to this through simply our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. I lay my burdens there, whatever it is. And Lord, I'm asking for my peace or asking for the bread, whatever it is. Lord, I know that if I just ask, asking it will be received. But don't let your problem be just because you didn't ask. It brings me to my next point for tonight is my peace is for others as well. There's a quick story I just want to tell you from Mark 5. Mark 5. When, is it Mark, Luke? I don't know, I'll find out later. But Jesus is walking and he's picking his disciples. And he finds Simon fishing in his boat. And he comes back in from a long day of fishing. Duvan's here somewhere. If you're here, how's it, Duvan? Fisherman of trade. The Lord is in this place. But as a fisherman, he's coming in from a long day of catching nothing. And he sees Jesus and Jesus says, Simon, go out again and throw your nets on the other side. And he says, Lord, I've caught nothing all night. But if you say so, I will do it. I love that. I mean, I want to get to the point where, like, there is a problem. Like, I've been out all night, Lord. Like, please understand. But if you say so, I will do it. And he went out, threw his net out on the other side. Just as the net hits the water, it fills with fish. No work had to be done. He just had to get out and throw the net. And it filled with fish to capacity that he actually needed to fetch another boat. And what this point is trying to say is that in your breakthrough, in your provision of peace, sometimes God is providing an overcapacity to feed somebody else's boat. And I don't know what you're in right now, but maybe what you're in is building your capacity enough so that when God throws the blessing, it'll fill you and the person next to you. Fill your household, fill your problem and take it away. Displace it from where it was bugging you and take it out. Amen. Pastor George was actually telling us in a staff devotion not long ago, and he was saying that, excuse me, that sometimes God will give you a vision, a plan, but it'll be too big for you. I'm going to read this. It'll be a vision bigger than you can carry, and the amount of carrying you did before will be directly proportionate to the people who come and carry with you when you carry that vision. You see, when you work for the peace in other people, they work for the peace in you. Now, I don't know what that means for you, but if you work at the peace for people in your life, when you need that vision carried through, they will be there carrying with you. In Mark 2, we're going to go there now. We're going to read it from 1 to 5. It's a story about the paralyzed man. I'm hoping everybody, if you know that, great. If you don't, we're about to learn something. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Next one. Some men came, bringing with them a paralyzed man and carried by four of them. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, digging through it. Now, can you just, I couldn't read this verse without imagining Jesus sitting in the front of that building. And then while he's sitting there, daar's goetjies coming from the roof. And it doesn't say that he stopped teaching. Like there was distraction, but Jesus didn't stop teaching. Because if he had stopped teaching, the problem, the peace would have been somebody's problem. Because there was a displacement happening. Something was being moved out of the way of somebody else's barrier. But it took people of the same mind who came together in a community to help one person. I don't know if that's something for you. It's just, if you come together and do something, there's a displacement that happens in front of Jesus. You lay the person down, mat and all, before the Lord. And then it says in verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, it wasn't the paralyzed man who had to do anything at that stage. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I don't know for you, but like when it comes to the peace of other people spurring on my peace, I have to somehow find a place where I can use what I've got to bring somebody before the Lord. If it takes everything within me, if I can do that. See, I don't know, for students right now with finances at the moment, I want you to know, first and foremost, God is fighting for you. But it's because of the people you have around you that God is fighting with you. In every situation, every burden, you see, it takes people to carry the paralyzed man to God and then God to make the breakthrough. You see, later on in that verse, there was a bit of a fight that happened. And in Mark 2:11, it says, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." See, Jesus didn't let the man stay in the fight. The fight wasn't his problem. He must go home. To the place of peace, place where he can rest, go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of all. Now, this is the part that had nothing to do with you. This amazed everyone, and they praised God. Because God did something with people who just carried somebody. And that person brought breakthrough in other people's lives to the point where they say, "We have never seen anything like this." And I promise you, they never forgot it. See, the fight is with Jesus, not with you. What you bring to the table is your anxieties. Jesus gives you the peace. You take that peace, you walk with people, you carry someone to the cross, and they are saved, set free. In Exodus 14:14, which Mike pointed at last week, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Go home in the situation. Step away from the problem and just follow Christ. Find peace and use it to help other people. My final point for tonight is using the peace I have received to represent Christ. Represent God. First things first, in every situation, God is the main reason that I am here. God is the main reason that you are here. For you are fulfilling a purpose that Christ has set before you. Amen? I keep remembering back to primary school and Sunday school and all those lessons. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, "Therefore, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So when I do all to the glory of God, I give everything to it, right? If I come bearing little, I'm going to use it all. Like the old lady who gave the 2 coins into the bucket. She gave out of everything. And it says in 2 Corinthians 9:6-8, it says the following. The point of all of this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up in his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. We talk about money like this, but let me just talk about your peace like this for a moment. Peace is easy to come by because I have access to the person who gives it. So stop worrying about your finances because it's found in peace, who is in you. So if that's your giving message, then the Lord bless you. Like, Zimmy did a great job, but if you want to give more, the Lord is moving you. Amen. It carries on in verse 8. And God is able to provide with every blessing in abundance so that you may always have enough, not of just a little, enough of everything. Everything, and may provide in abundance for every good work. Now let me explain something before you think it's got everything to do with you receiving a blessing. When you receive, it's enough for you in everything. But it gives you an opportunity to give everything into a good work. We work together to represent Christ so that we can add to the family, so we can build towards the future of where God is taking us. And in closing, I don't really want to end, but time is shouting at me right now. Just like Pastor George, this clock has gone red. But God's blood is redder than... Okay. Wash me clean, amen. In Romans 11, 33 to 36, it says the following. Have you ever come on anything quite like the extravagant generosity of God? This deep, deep wisdom. It's way over our heads. We never figure it out. If there is anyone around you who can explain God, is there anyone around you who can explain God? Anyone smart enough to tell him what to do? Anyone who has done him such a huge favor that God has to ask for his advice? I have yet to find that person. Everything comes from him. Everything happens through him. And everything ends up in him. Always glory, always praise. And then there has to be a yes, yes, yes. Because all of God's promises are yes and amen. So in everything, if we can actually stand, we're going to end now, if that's okay. Father's House online in Newton Egg, stand up together as we just close up this service. But whatever you're going through, I just want you to know, if you get anything out of this service, if you get anything out of what I'm saying, please just find his peace in you. Use his peace and share his peace. Please. You see, in a scripture, Pastor George actually mentioned as well, a man doesn't take a light and hide it under a bucket. He puts it on a mantle to give light to the whole room. If you're the only one sitting with a bucket on your head, may I pray that that falls off and you fall into a place where you need to be tonight. In at work, at school, at university, in your job, whatever it is. I pray that God will place you on the mantelpiece you need to be on to give light to people around you, and that you will find his peace there, and that you will use his peace there, and that you will share his peace there. Yes, Lord, we just thank you so much for this opportunity of prayer. Lord, we thank you that as we rest in your peace, we find your joy. As we rest in your peace, we find generosity in giving, in financial breakthrough, in relationship breakthrough, in life breakthrough. Lord, we just pray that as our hearts bleed for you, you will restore our peace. As we lay our anxieties before you, as we lay our problems and our burdens before you, that you will restore that with everything good in us to share your glory and to share your peace. Yes, Lord. Father's House, amen.